Now that the decision has been made that the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library will be built near Medora, a lease issue with Dickinson State University still has to be cleared up. DSU leased the land to the Theodore Roosevelt Library Foundation, where its old rodeo grounds had been. The school removed bleachers and other structures connected to the rodeo grounds. About $3 million of state funds have been spent.
I'm sad this is not going to be at the DSU campus any longer.
Board member Nick Hacker had questions about the cost to terminate the lease.
I think we should affirmatively be here to state that the land should either be returned in its original condition to DSU, and that DSU should not incur a cost for failure of the foundation to not put the building where they stated they were going to put it. From my view, financial impact to DSU should be picked up by somebody else other than higher education.
The board has voted to start negotiations with the Theodore Roosevelt Foundation. Meanwhile, although the foundation has voted to have the library and museum built near Medora instead of at DSU, that doesn't mean the university will give up what it's already doing in the area of Roosevelt studies. DSU President Tom Mitzel spoke to the Board of Higher Education.
The Theodore Roosevelt Center, which was started at Dickinson State University and became an international program at Dickinson State University, remains at Dickinson State. And we will continue to push to ensure that that remains an international program. We may partner with the museum and library at some point, but the Theodore Roosevelt Center itself remains the intellectual property of Dickinson State University.
DSU has been digitizing Roosevelt's documents, and those will stay with DSU. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.